Nate Sandell from 1500 ESPN in Minneapolis. And Nate, I mean, really, we just talked about it. We thought Minnesota last year would be a lot better than what they were. Is that kind of the feeling in Minnesota right now?
I think that's exactly the feeling. I don't think when we talked last back in early February, I don't think I could have ever imagined a scenario that would have put Minnesota on the outside and Illinois in the NCAA tournament. I don't think I would have envisioned that a couple months ago. But it really has been this last couple months of the season kind of a bring back to reality for the Gopher fan base. And, you know, whenever Tubby Smith was always introduced before before games, he's always the fans bow to him. And I think that kind of that fandom kind of took a hit in those last 2 months. And they realized that Tubby Smith's not going to be the savior for this program right away that they wanted to have.
And Nate, you talk about Tubby Smith. There are a lot of rumors flying around him. I mean, do you see him there for the long term? Is he the guy to fix that program, or is that just a task that's hard for everybody?
You know, I think it's one of the things with big-name coaches like Tubby Smith, that's always going to be an issue when you have a guy like that. But at the same time, I think people need to realize the guy is 60 years old. You know, if you're a young program right now, why would you want to take a guy like Tubby Smith? A guy that's 6 years old to come into your program, you're not going to start afresh. You need a guy that's, you know, 40, 50 that can kind of come in there and get the ball rolling. But, you know, Tubby, I think, will be here for the next couple of years. I think he's committed, at least for the short term, at least for a couple of years.
Nate Sandell from 1500 ESPN in Minneapolis joining me, Tay and Jay Show, to talk Minnesota Gophers basketball. I guess I've got a good news, bad news here. The good news is you're only two seniors leaving after this season. The bad news is those two were pretty effective with this program. Of course, Al Nolan injured this year, but Blake Hoffarber, he was a big glue to that team, wasn't he?
He was, and I think not only from his points per game, but just he was the senior leader on the team, and he was the guy that they could really count on. But the problem that happened at the end of the season was really he was the one guy that everybody knew the ball was going to be in his hands for the final shot,
right?
And that made him extremely easy to guard. And the Gophers really didn't have another option, and they need the other guys on the bench to step up, and that didn't happen down the stretch.
And Nate, the bright side, I guess, of Minnesota's year was Trevor Mbakwe. He's just a monster down there. You know, Colton Iverson, Ralph Sampson have been there, it seems like, forever, and they're coming back for another year. I can't even believe it. But, I mean, the post seems strong, especially for the future, at least for next year.
You know, I think it does, if Trevor Mbakwe does come back, for sure. There is always the question whether or not he will declare for the NBA draft. I believe he will be back for next season, but he had said several weeks ago that he was thinking about testing the waters, just seeing where his name would lie out there. But then at the end of the final week of the season, he was saying that he was now leaning towards coming back. He had talked to Coach, and he had decided that it was probably in his best interest to stay. I think that's where he's going to end up leaning. And that way, if he comes back, they're going to have a very strong front court. The problem is that you've got a guy like Trevor who can shoot, but then you have Colton who's never going to be the shooter that Trevor is.
Right.
He's not going to, that's just not the player he is. And the same thing with Ralph Sampson.
And Sampson knocked down a few shots this year, though. He proved he could step out a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, except for the whole game was that. It was a couple games to the end. He had the final buzzer shot, and oh, man, he got some major from the fan base here.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Sampson. I think he's kind of soft in there, and he just takes a lot of jump shots.
I don't think he knows where he wants to be. I agree.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes people want him to be that inside banger, and I don't think that's ever the player he's going to be. He's not going to be his father.
Right.
And he's the guy that he has that soft touch that, you know, sometimes it's just not going to work. There's days that it just does not fall.
Nate, if I throw out a name here of the one guy I think needs to show the most improvement before next year for Minnesota to be good, and tell me if I'm right or wrong, that's Rodney Williams.
I think you're absolutely right. I've kind of been following Rodney for the last couple of years, and just the fact that I think Rodney has, if you hear his teammates talk about him, he's the one guy on that team that they all say the team goes with him. And, you know, from an outside fan looking in, that looks kind of silly to hear that. But if you get close to the team, you see that this kid is extremely talented. He's very athletic, but he hasn't shown that consistency in the game. And what the biggest thing it comes down to is confidence for him. He has said it time and time again that it's all about trying to find the confidence inside him. And that's just something he's going to discover on his own. Until he does that, he's not going to be the player that I think a lot of people think he's capable of being.
Nate Sandell from 1500 ESPN joining us from Minneapolis, recapping Minnesota's season and kind of looking forward. Nate, when you talk about Rodney Williams, he just reminds me so much. It feels like he's been around forever, too, with Colton Iverson and those guys, because Damian Johnson, that's who he reminds me of, but they need him to be more than that, like you were saying. But the thing is, I think they need guard play. They need guard play to really improve. That's why I didn't like this team this year. Just talk about some of the young guards that got playing time, Austin Howell, Chip Armland, some of those guys really have to make strides for these guys to make a dent next year.
And I think that really is the big thing, is that you have a lot of young talent, and you have Austin Hollins, and you have Maverick and Chip, but then you have the incoming freshmen, you have Joe Coleman and Andre Hollins coming in as well for the guards. That's going to strengthen that core, but it's still a relatively young guard core. And the problem is that you're thinking that all those guards, you know, two or three of them are going to have to take giant steps up for this team to be anywhere near better than it was this year.
How do you think, Nate, that fans in Minnesota, what are they going to expect next year? I mean, with this front line returning, knowing they've only lost Hoffarber and Nolan, I mean, are they going to expect some big strides, or are they a pretty understanding crew? I would assume with these guys now being their senior year, they're expecting some big things.
Yeah, you know, I think that I was really surprised the way the fan base reacted this year. In terms of how this team kind of tanked at the end of the season, a lot of faith was lost. And I just think that it's going to take a lot for this team to rebuild from that. From as good as that team started last season, and then as bad as it finished, they're going to have to do a lot in this upcoming season to kind of restore faith. And I think that it's going to have to come from the younger guys, and it's going to have to come from Maverick and Chip, these guys that were recruited by Tubby, and they have to show that Tubby can still recruit and that these guys are going to be able to pull this program in the direction that Gopher fans wanted to.
And it's interesting, you say that they lost a lot of faith, the fans did. Are they losing faith in Tubby? I mean, you touched on it right off the top of this interview, but is he in trouble at all there, or is that even worth saying with Tubby Smith?
I don't think that it would ever come down to a situation in which Tubby would be let go. But I think that it is something that, for the first time, you know, this is the first time in 17 years that a Tubby Smith team did not make a postseason tournament. And I think that just came as a shock to not only to the fans, but I think it came to a shock to him. Because, you know, he even said at the end of the last post-game press conference he had, he said that he will never get caught in a situation like he did this year, not having anybody to back him up at guard the way that happened this year. With DeVoe Joseph going and then Al Nolan going down, all he had was freshman guards to back up at the guard play. So, you know, he said that that's a situation he doesn't want to get back into again. Well, he's going to have to hope a lot of his freshman guards step up next year.
Talking basketball, Minnesota basketball, with Nate Sandell from 1500 ESPN in Minnesota. And Nate, I mean, what kind of expectations? Are they expecting NCAA tournament next year? NIT, would they be fine with that? Or, I mean, how many wins do you think this team can get in the Big Ten next year?
Oh, man, you know.
I think it's early, and that's unfair.
I think that when you look at a team like this, when any team that's going to be under Tubby Smith, with a name like Tubby Smith, I think fans just kind of have that expectation of NCAA tournament, especially since they've already been there under Tubby. So I think that the expectation is always going to be NCAA tournament coming in. I think that this team can get there, but it's like I was saying before, a lot of stuff has to go right. And just one little tweak, which happened this year with DeVoe leaving and the injury to Al, if something like that goes wrong again, who knows what's going to happen.
So expectations still high in Minnesota with Tubby Smith. But the football coach you guys have, I want to switch gears a little bit. I know a lot of fans weren't happy when Jerry Kill was hired. I was a guy I covered up in DeKalb. I think it was a great hire. How is he being received after being there for a couple months?
Oh, man, you know, I think the whole, the Jerry Kill is, the situation of him coming in has just been, it's been very interesting from a media member standpoint to watch. Because at first, like you said, the fans were just kind of, I think that what happened was when Maturi, the athletic director, Joel Maturi, comes out and says, we are going to make a home run, we're going to land a home run name. Jerry Kill wasn't that name, and I think that took people back a little bit. But then once he got in, he said all the right things. He said, we're not going to change this program overnight. We're not going to have success next year right away. And I think he was saying the right things. He wasn't, like his successor or his predecessor had said, we're going to the Rose Bowl. We're going to this. We're going to that. Jerry Kill didn't say that. He says, we're going to start from the ground up, and we're going to start right now.
Yeah, I think Jerry Kill knows a little thing about building the program, unlike maybe the predecessor. So,
yes.
But I think he's a great hire there, Nate, and we appreciate you joining us and talking as always. We'll have to catch up with you later down the road.
Awesome.
Thanks,
guys.
Thank you. Nate Sandell, 1500 ESPN in Minneapolis. He does a good job, and that's funny. I was about ready to say there's no truth to the rumor that Illinois sent Tim Brewster up there to sabotage the program.
Well, they didn't because they still beat Illinois.
That's right.
Sorry to bring that up.
Illinois football can't beat Minnesota. Illinois basketball lives off Minnesota.
Well, they had. Yeah, they had for a long time. NCAA tournament, Sweet 16. Who are you rooting for? Who are you rooting against? You got to pick up a team here.
Yeah,
you
got to
pick up a team now that Illinois is out. Who's your team? 359 call, 217-359-2255.
And who do you want out? I want to hear that, too. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.